California Senator Dianne Feinstein is up for re-election in November, and her opponent is a fellow Democrat. In 2016, the state changed its primary rules, allowing the top two vote-getters to advance to the general election regardless of party. Polls show that State Senator Kevin De Leon is a long shot to defeat Feinstein, who's been in the Senate since 1992. We invited both Feinstein and De Leon to join us. Feinstein declined. Kevin De Leon accepted. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
So Senator Feinstein won 44% of the vote in the primary versus your 12. She is well known. She's well funded. And the polls look pretty good for her. Why do you think you can win this race?
Actually, the latest poll is has us at 11%. There's two polls, one at 8%, one at 11%. And when that election took place on June 5th, where she secured 44% of the vote to my 12%, there were 32 candidates on the ballot. If you open up the ballot, it looked like the white pages. There were so many names, and many of the pages, I was actually the last name on the ballot for the U.S. Senate. So our goal was always to get into top two, so we can juxtapose our accomplishments, our vision, and our values for California. So the two latest independent polls now hold us at 11 points and 8 points, respectively. So we still have a solid shot to have a new voice, a new change representing California of today, not of the past.
Well, I did notice that in one poll by Reuters, Ipsos, and the UVA Center for Politics, it found that your support is actually highest among the 37% of likely California voters who approve of President Trump. So, I mean, do you want that support? Do you want to be the darling of the right as well as, you know, being a Democrat?
Well, it's a bit of an oddity, that's for sure. My values are my values, and my values as the youngest child of a single immigrant mother with a third grade education. My mother had the courage of her convictions to come to this country to seek a better life. So as the author of Sanctuary State for California, as the leader in negotiations for raising the minimum wage to the highest in the country, $15 an hour, and also the author of 100% Clean Energy for the largest economy in the world that has legally committed itself to decarbonizing the grid. My values have always been for working families in California, and that's who I am. My goal is to be a new voice for Californians in Washington, D.C., and it's an interesting oddity, that's for sure. But I'm campaigning to all voters up and down the state of California. It doesn't make a difference if you're in Northern California, Southern California, Central Coast, or Central Valley. Whether you voted for Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, or Trump supporter, I believe that all Californians deserve a real voice that's going to fight for them on the issues that they care deeply about.
Do you think that you'll have a good relationship with President Trump if you become the senator from California?
Well, I can tell you this. From day one, I've always taken an oppositional position with him because I identified from day one that this was a man that you couldn't trust, and that this was a man that was a clear and present danger to our economic prosperity, to our values, and to our people. Now, that's dramatically different. Had Jeb Bush won the presidency, or John Kasich, or say even someone like Chris Christie, or even Marco Rubio, I, as a Democrat, I'd be disappointed, but I'd get over it in a couple of weeks and try to figure out what we can find common ground to move this country forward together within the spirit of normalcy, within the spirit of the American body politic. But this is something that I identified from day one as being dramatically different. And I think that's why we can't allow one electoral aberration reverse generations of progress at the height of our historic diversity, our scientific advancement, our economic output, and our sense of global responsibility.
You've criticized Senator Feinstein over her handling of the sexual assault allegations against Brett Kavanaugh. You've accused her of gross misconduct and said she showed a failure of leadership by not bringing the allegations forward sooner. Republican Senator Tom Cotton and others have called for Feinstein to be investigated. Do you support that?
Well, I don't, because I think that's all politics. I don't support the investigation of Senator Dianne Feinstein, but I would have taken a different approach to Brett Kavanaugh on two separate counts. I would never have opened a door to his confirmation to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, basically the farm team for the Supreme Court. Senator Feinstein volunteered her vote in 2006 to allow this man, a known partisan political operative, to hit the Senate floor for confirmation. And I would not vote to confirm 60% of Trump's judicial nominees. Now, these are, as we know, lifetime appointments. And these are men who most surely will undo a woman's right to choose, workers' rights, civil rights, voting rights, our environmental laws. So this is something that I would have done dramatically different than the current senior senator from California.
What would you have done in those hearings? What would you have done in those hearings? What would you have asked?
Well, I can tell you this. I would never have apologized to Brett Kavanaugh for the women who are exercising their First Amendment right of the Constitution to protest lawfully and have their voices heard because of the fear and panic, the anxiety they have. Two, we witness junior senators such as Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, senators Richard Blumenthal, the senator from Minnesota, be very assertive and actually make motions immediately for an adjournment. Obviously, a delay tactic, and I would have followed suit. As a ranking member of the Judiciary Committee, I would have programmed with my colleagues, and there didn't seem to be any programming. It was very disjointed, and I think it demonstrated a lack of leadership on behalf of the senior senator from California.
So you've alluded to this, but let me ask you about it directly. She is 85. Senator Feinstein is 85 years old. You're 51. As a member of a younger generation, what do you think that you can bring to the Senate that she cannot?
Well, let me say this. I don't think it's about age or ageism. I think it's about values and having the right representation to represent the most diverse and largest economy in the United States of America. I think it's time that we have someone on the front lines and not on the sidelines. And I think what California wants is representation, a representative who's going to fight for them on the issues that they care deeply about, fight for them to elevate the minimum wage to $15 an hour. To fight for the existential threat that is before us, climate change, to fight for immigration reform and make sure that we stop betraying the American-born children and allow their parents to normalize their legal status. California is home to the largest number of immigrants in the country, yet we don't have that leadership from California in Washington, D.C., especially when you are the ranking member of the Judiciary Committee of the U.S. Senate. So that seniority has not been working for California. I think that's what they want in today's day and age when we have a president who occupies the White House who is a threat. Like I said a few moments ago, to our economic prosperity, to our values, and more importantly, to our people.
So you don't think she is fighting for California?
I think that she subscribes to country club rules in Washington that are grossly outdated and no longer apply to California and to the rest of the country. I think that the committee and this bipartisanship, which I'm fine with bipartisanship. I've always worked in a bipartisan manner as the leader, the president of the California State Senate. But this is a very different ballgame in Washington with this president who seeks to undermine workers' rights, women's rights, our voting and civil rights, as well as our environmental laws. I think it takes a different type of representation, and I think California wants a real fighter that will fight for their values and who they are and what they represent today, not yesterday.
Do you think the Democrats should try to impeach President Trump if the Democrats take back the House in November?
Well, I've always said from day one that I think there's enough evidence for an impeachment of the current president. I have not been dissuaded from the position I've taken. It is not a partisan position I've taken. I don't think Democrats or Republicans should play around with the idea of partisanship for political purposes. This is based on legalities. And being the commander-in-chief, the chief executive officer, the most powerful position in the world, I think there's sufficient evidence for the members of Congress, regardless of who controls either chamber, to move forward with impeachment. Now, obviously, it's clear that the Republicans don't have the courage to move forward and do the right thing, but if the House is taken over by Democrats, I believe strongly that they should move forward with impeachment.
Which do you like better, L.A. or San Francisco?
I love them both because I used to live in San Francisco and I live in Los Angeles.
You represent L.A. I thought it would be a safe bet for you to just say L.A. and be done with it. But
well, I have a lot of roots in the Bay Area. My daughter went to school in the Bay Area. And I used to live in San Francisco, so I love both cities very much.
That's Kevin DeLeon, California State Senator, who is running against fellow Democrat Dianne Feinstein for a seat in the United States Senate. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Jeremy. Have a great day.
And again, we asked Dianne Feinstein to join us. She declined.